CliffCentral.com.
Collectomania is brought to you by the South African Gold Coin Exchange and the Scoin Shop. You can check them out at scoinshop.com. And remember, if you're a collector of anything unusual or interesting, and maybe you know someone who's a collector like that, then you can tell us. Get hold of us on contact@cliffcentral.com so we can feature you or them on Collectomania. Well, welcome to the show this morning. An old friend of mine who really is just one of the most extraordinary people, and she's always fun to have on the show, but this time we have a really good excuse to talk to Penny Stein. How are you, Pen?
Hi, good morning. Good morning. How are you today?
I'm very, very well. It's so nice to see you looking very glamorous in those glasses.
Thank you. Thank you. Hope the light's all right.
No, you look terrific.
A sparkle, I was told. Okay, if I need to take them off, just tell me.
No, look,
but
perfect.
I was, you know, I got strict instructions, no noise. And as you were talking about those weird creatures, yeah. Have you seen the size of Hardy dolls nowadays? I can't tell you how many have just flown past. Have you seen the size of them?
I think there'll be a time where they'll start eating us.
Let me tell you, they take on my dogs, and my dogs are not tiny. They're huge. Anyway, good morning. Lovely to chat about it's an unusual collection, actually.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when I think of collections, and most people do, mm-hmm. you think of a material collection.
Yes.
So I'm a teacup junkie. I'm a tea addict.
Right.
I'm a teapot junkie. Tea has to be served in the right way. There's a whole ritual. So we won't talk tea and teacups and teapots today. But I think it's worth getting a couple of tea fanatics and collectors on.
I would love to
share tea leaves.
I would love to know about
how to make a good. Do that.
All right.
Because I can tell you there are a lot of us.
Okay. Yeah. We'll get back to your tea collection. But this morning, I mean, you've been in the music and entertainment industry for a long time. You were the person in South Africa who would look after all these big stars when they came to South Africa. And we've had you on. You told a hilarious story on this show once about Luther Vandross and how he pushed you into a pool, which people still...
Oh, that's one of many. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, people still can't believe that. But you have some amazing stories, Penny. And this morning, I want you to share your stories about all the people that you've met and the photographs that you've got.
Okay, so I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to swing my camera around.
Okay.
I'm not a techno, so please excuse my, should I, hold on,
no,
let's
on.
Have a look here. I can go back camera.
Yeah, let's see if we can get
hold
this
on,
right.
Hold on, guys. I'm with you. Just give me a
All
second.
Right.
I'm going
no
to
problem.
Get it right. Hold on.
Okay.
Just give me a second. Let me go back. Settings. Oh, dear. Let's go. Camera settings. I know this is valuable.
No, we got
time.
It. There we go.
Okay.
We got it.
Now
All
you
right.
can, got
now
it.
You can see.
Okay,
yeah.
So I got it.
Okay. All right.
So this is just, you need to understand that I come from a generation where digital didn't exist.
Correct.
We had photographers who took pictures, just like people took pictures with their Instamatics, ran to a Kodak store, got your hard print.
Yes.
So I think I'm sitting with about 50 or 60,000 hard print pictures of celebrities, people at concerts, lives, you know, holidays, whatever. Of course, then we moved into what was the start of the digital era.
Yeah.
But there was no such thing as instant. You know, a photographer took the picture,
yep.
had to go and print it. You know, it was a big story. And, you know, young people don't understand that. When you say a tranny, they have no idea of what you're talking about.
They think...
So some of them are... They don't. They don't understand what a fax machine is either. So I'm going to educate a whole lot of you here because these are hard prints
okay.
of pictures that come from many, many years ago. So let's hit it.
All right. Show us.
Okay. So this is just... Okay. So the
There's a whole gallery of these.
Section...
My God.
Yeah, so these are just a few of about 60 or 70,000. I don't know how much time we've got, so let's hit it.
All right, Michael
let's
Jackson.
Let's go from here. Michael Jackson, toured with him. I'm going to share a few stories, but I'm going to whip you through quickly. Michael Jackson, Shakira, Tina Turner, Randy Crawford.
Is that Mick
Zuma
Jagger?
And FIFA. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mick Jagger's coming. Don't stop cheating. There he is. Yeah. Okay, there you go.
All right.
Lyra,
Yeah.
Cool and the Gang, a lot of them have passed away. Black Eyed Peas, sorry, I'm trying the best with the lighting. Bocelli, Meatloaf.
Wow.
Janet Jackson, Bocelli, Enrique. Check out this picture. I'm sorry you're getting a lot of light. That was me at 18 years with Elton John backstage at Sun City in his dressing room.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm so sorry it's faded.
Sure.
But we're talking memories here. I was wearing a little frock with a pink bow. Me at 18 in a pink frock with Elton John with a little bow. It's there. So if you can see, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4 autographs.
Yes.
I've toured with Elton John 5 times. So this was the very beginning, and we're going to move down a bit further. Okay. Annie Lennox, Alicia Keys, Jackson, Brian Adams, Luther Vandross. Okay, let's move now. Now I'm moving across. Upside Down, Tina Turner and... Tina Turner, she's upside
down.
That's
amazing.
Sorry,
yeah, I got it.
Down.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's Tina and myself. There's Simply Red, Mick Hucknall behind.
Okay. Yeah.
Here is, do you remember Peter Gallagher from The Idol? He's now a famous actor, of course. Okay. Mm-hmm. Betty Wright, Al Jarreau. I'm going to tell you a story right now about that lovely man who sadly has passed away. It's Jacaranda season now.
Mm-hmm.
And I really had the privilege in my life to look after him, an extraordinary man. And I was with him every day, all day, drove him, shopped with him, did everything with him. And you know that exquisite sound when you drive over wet jacarandas?
Yeah.
And they go pop, pop, pop.
Yes.
And he started scatting. Ba 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 ba.
Oh, wow.
I had Al Jarreau in my car scatting to the jacarandas popping, the wet jacarandas. I mean, that is wow. Okay.
Wow.
And it reminds me every year of this time, driving down that glorious road, that infamous road in Saxon World, where all the jacaranda trees are. Yeah. Okay, so there he is. I can't remember they were in Dallas at the top there. Okay, the Landis sisters. Do you remember them?
No. Wow.
Dallas? They were in Dallas. Okay, James Blunt. Da, 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 da.
Gloria Estefan. Right.
Okay, yeah.
Who's
Michael
that?
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson. Okay. What did he say there for you? Penny, give.
He said, girl. Penny girl, thank you for everything.
Oh, wow.
And listen, he did sign this.
Yeah.
So I also have to make it clear to you and your listeners is that these are not pictures from me hanging at backstage doors or hotel foyers. Okay. This is, I've toured with him. All right. And worked with him. Okay. Diana Ross.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Fabulous. Okay.
Amazing.
Buble at the top there.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorites, Celine Dion. All right.
Mm, yes.
Supertramp.
Supertramp.
You won't know, John.
Yeah.
Haley. Well,
I remember Supertramp.
Okay.
Yeah.
Supertramp. Then we're going to Bread. All right, let's move it. Pink. Alanis Morissette. Josh Groban. Usher. ZZ Top. My man. Billy Gibbons.
Lenny Kravitz.
Brian Adams.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's Lenny. Janet Jackson, the one and only Brenda Fassie.
Oh, nice.
Pink, Celine Dion. Okay, not Michael Hutchins. Paris Hilton. Quick story. It's actually a fun. Yeah. So it's a fun story. It's actually not about them. It's more about me. But I do have some fabulous, very embarrassing moments in my career, which very few get to hear. But this one is Paris came out with, she was dating one of the guys from Good Charlotte on the Coke Fest.
Yes.
And, you know, I've been a publicist all my life, but I've been a publicist. Nobody ever thinks that I would break the rules, but I'm a big rule breaker, just by the way. I just don't look it.
So tell me what happened.
So very quickly, a colleague media friend of mine said, She's so fussy. She won't have pictures taken. Daughter, I said, just give me your video camera. He was working for a news agency, and we were at the Coke Fest. And I said, just give it to me. I'm going inside. Here I'm getting her to autograph things, which she wasn't that happy to do for me. But he gave me his camera. I went to the loo very quickly, put it on the floor, came out. He has video footage of me peeing backstage instead of Paris Hilton.
Oh, my God.
It was on. He left it on. I never even realized. Jason van Berg, he's now in Dubai, and it's one of his... And that was the video footage.
Oh, that's great.
Jane Seymour.
Yes.
Lovely Jane Seymour. She taught me about hair extensions. Huh. Lovely Henri Iglesias, super sexy, super fabulous.
Yes.
Krista Berg, Lady in Red.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so at the very top, look how faded. Barry Manilow at Sun City at the top there. Can you see him? Yeah.
That's incredible.
Can you see?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, there's Tina.
Now, Tina Turner, okay, I just want to stop on Tina for a second. You told me Tina Turner is the most fantastic woman, and she's got just a heart of gold. She's one of the sweetest people you've ever met.
Absolutely. So I think she's that kind of person when she likes you. She's just cool. So I mean, what can you say about her? She's extraordinary, bigger than life, so talented. Oh, my God, her wardrobe. She actually gave me her Dolce & Gabbana jacket as a gift because I said... oh, that's such a cool jacket. And, of course, you know, you never think anyone's... I didn't want it. I just said, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Then she said, go and play in my wardrobe. So I went to play in her wardrobe at Sun City. And, but I do have a lovely quick story about her.
Yeah.
Is her stylist called me, and I'm talking many, many years ago, and this was the kind of job you had to do, is that... She wanted grapefruit juice with no sugar.
Yeah.
So I don't know, you know, in those days, the artists asked for cranberry juice. And it was not easy to find, I might add. Mm. But I can tell you, I had to drive to Sun City at 8 at night with a grapefruit juice with no sugar in it. Not easy to find. Okay, now we're going to rock a little bit. We've got all the Coke Fest guys, Good Charlotte, there's Usher at the top. We've got Jared Leto, who is just so extraordinarily hot, so very hot. Mary J. Blige, oh my goodness, unbelievable. Again, Celine Dion. All right, here we go. U2, Diana Ross, Janet Jackson, Mick Jagger, Bono.
I've got to reiterate that these are not digital versions of photographs. These are the actual pictures that were taken by the photographers at these things, and very often assigned and were given to you as a present.
Well, because I employed them in my work, they gave me all the discs, the trannies, I've got everything.
Explain by trannies, you don't mean transgender people, right? Just explain what that is.
No, that's not trans grannies. It's trannies. Okay. It's a film that gets cut up, and it's a tranny, and you take it to the Photoshop, and they make a picture of it.
Right. They develop it.
So you can see
they develop the photos.
Yeah. Sorry?
No. I was just saying it's a very old school thing. They develop the photos.
They did develop the photos. Okay.
There's Madiba.
Sometimes we could go back to the old time. There's Madiba. Visited many, many times. There he is with Janet Jackson. There he is with Pavarotti, Domingo, Carreras. There I am with him at El Giro. There That's I am brilliant. Backstage. Many people have passed in that picture, sadly. And in that picture, Diana Ross with him. So in actual fact, this is a terribly sad picture. All three have passed at the top there. All three have passed. These are amazing memories. Look how hot this boy is.
Who's
He's
that?
Hot. Okay. That's Jared Leto.
Oh, right.
All of these rock guys. So I'm going to have to cool down here. Elton John is... There he is. He's giving me a kiss. I don't know if you
can see. Wow, I can see that,
But very unusual because...
Scandalous.
He actually turned, Yeah, he turned around. You know, he was going on stage. He saw me. He'd seen me often. And he walked back to me to kiss me. Remember that, I mean, they get to see me a lot on tours. So anyway, and I got a nice big kiss. And let's move on here. Okay, so now we've gone to one of my favorites of all time. The only time I've ever really been a fan. There's my Lionel.
Lionel Richie.
And he wrote the, Just Kiss Me. And then he says, I was thinking Just Kiss Me. I most probably was.
Mm.
And then he wrote, You're Wonderful. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And then he wrote on this picture, So Sexy, Lovely You So Much, Let's Do It Again, All Night Long.
Ooh.
So there's my Lionel. Yeah, very suggestive.
Nice.
Very, very suggestive. But I'll take it. I'll take it.
Sure. Yeah.
There he is with Mandela. Okay, this, she.
Who is that?
Is, for me, that's Christina Aguilera.
Right.
I have some pics around of her. Oh, talent. Talent. Powerhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. These pics here were taken. Also, if I can just mention a couple of, you know, some of the best South African photographers who've been on the road with me, not only in the media houses, but independent photographers who are award-winning photographers nowadays, who are some sadly have passed. Mm-hmm. But these are a collective, a lot of them are collectibles. Okay, let's go into, there's a whole lot of community work, Gloria. You know, there's a lot of rock stuff. I'm just looking as I go down, there's a lot of community work. This is Diana Ross's daughter, took her to the African Children's Feeding Scheme. This is Deborah Cox. Then we go on to, and it's just, yeah.
Listen, Pen.
I'm going to
stop you because it's almost too much for the eyes.
Wow.
So we go back to you. We want to see you on the camera again. I got to ask you a few things.
Okay, so let's just put me on.
Yeah.
Okay, let's hit it.
There we go.
Okay, let's go. There we go. All camera. Right. I'm so proud that I worked this out.
So a lot of people are saying, and Michael says here, it's hard to top this collection if you love music. It's just unbelievable. And Michael says he once worked for one of the big magazines, and he used to work with you, and you're an absolute pleasure to work with, he says. Some people are asking, the big question, Tracy says, if your house was on fire, which five photos would you save?
Oh, no.
If you had to
choose.
You
know what? My family pics.
Really? You wouldn't even save the celebrities?
Yeah.
Okay. No. Well, there we go.
Definitely not.
This is a fantastic.
I would have
my dog,
the Elton John one and the Lionel Richie one.
Well, I think, you know, they're not just pictures. It actually was a moment and many moments in my life. These were not just, these are real stories, real life stories where, I mean, there was a story around it. It wasn't just a picture. It was a moment. It was a place. It was a conversation. It was a feeling. It was so much more than just a picture.
Mm.
That's why, pics are treasured. And I don't know what I'm going to do with the other 60,000. In fact, what I'm thinking is I need to start some kind of a download on Instagram where people can look at them. But you most probably are in the picture because I have got thousands of concerts of pics of crowds and fans and people who've been called up on stage and coming into the entrances. And the chances are you most probably middle-aged now, and you can show it to your children. So I've just got to find some fabulous techno bath to say, let's hit it.
Yeah,
I'm talking about hundreds of thousands,
but Penny, you've also,
of people.
Like you said, some of those pictures are a bit faded. You showed us the one Elton John picture.
Yeah.
You know, some of these things need to be saved digitally so that there is a version of them that's not going to age, you know?
No, I so agree with you. But, you know, I think it's, truthfully, I'm a little blasé about it because I think when you get to my age, actually a lot of it lives in your heart and your head now.
Right.
It doesn't live in the picture. Yeah. And I think that's the beauty of aging. It's, I don't need to be reminded of that picture. Actually, I remember that moment. And that's really what an extraordinary career I've had, you know.
This is what's so interesting. And I think a lot of people would rather have a story. Like, you've got some stories with all these people, you know, the Lionel Richies and the Elton Johns and the Celine Dions and Tina Turner giving you that jacket. The stories are almost better than the pictures, right? But the pictures kind of remind you of what you went through and what you've learned and the people you've met.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, they're funny. And I can tell you, I can laugh at myself so much in them because I have had so many damn awful moments. And I've had, this picture here, and I'm just going to quickly, that picture of Tina Turner and I that was lopsided.
Yes.
That was at the Ritz-Carlton in Paris. Okay.
Wow.
There's a fabulous, it was extraordinary. But what did I know? I went to this shop across the way. What's that beautiful French store called? I went and bought a fake hairpiece because I thought I'd like look better. So I bought this fake hairpiece. Can you hear me?
Yes.
And
yes.
I stuck this fake hairpiece on me. And I actually didn't know how to put it on me. But I clipped it in, and my whole interaction with her, it was loose. And I was terrified that this piece of hair is going to fall out. And, you know, I started sweating so badly that it actually stuck to the back of my back. And these are moments. These are real moments. And jeez, I was in Paris.
Yeah.
I was in Paris.
It's amazing. Penny, I mean, you could, you have to find a team of people who are dedicated to your cause, who are passionate about what you do just as much as you are, to now bring together and hire a marketing team, a digital team, writers, content editors, to put together your story in so many different formats. You need to have these photographs digitalized, and you need to have them, some of them reproduced. There's so much to do with what you've done.
Yeah, these stories.
Well, there is, and you know, this is history, because are we going to see 120,000 people in a stadium ever again?
I don't think so.
I ask you, are we going to see 20? Yeah. Are artists going to come here? You know, there's another whole question with vaccinations. Are artists, you know, what is their criteria now? Yeah. You know, do we have to be 50%? I mean, I'm just throwing this all out there.
Yeah.
This just might be a moment, a history in time for all of us that may or may never happen ever again.
Well, certainly, I mean,
that scenario.
As you said, some of those artists aren't even alive anymore. And so many of them,
you can
never, like Al Jarreau is never going to be back in South Africa to perform again. You know, this is the sad thing. But you got to see him. You got to introduce him to Nelson Mandela. You got to watch his concert live. You got him to, like, scat along to the sound of the jacarandas under your car tires. Those stories are priceless. Mm. And it seems like what Leanne is saying here, too, is it would be wrong of you to not share these stories in some way. And that's why I'm glad you're on this morning, because it might be the start of a bigger and better way to share things. Michael says,
it's to do it for you. It's to do it for you and to do it for the pleasure of so many other people. Never seen before photographs and angles and just the memoirs. And your idea about having these photographs of people in the crowd at these concerts, you know, to start a campaign where people tag themselves or their friends. Oh, it's just mind-blowingly engaging.
It is. And there is so much.
Tell me, are there any people who refused to take a photograph? Were there any situations where you were with someone terribly famous and they didn't want to do a picture?
Yeah. But only if we did it from a particular side. I'll tell you, and it had to be done from sort of a certain angle. I think I almost got fired from one of the tours because one of the artists, she was on the front page of the Star newspaper photographer, and in her view it was a really bad picture, and of course I got the blame for it, which is always
can you tell us who it was?
My job. No, I don't think I will, but she played in a small venue to a small crowd. That's all I can say.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm surprised then that you won't just let us in on this one, because I'm sure she doesn't know anymore.
Maybe I will. Okay. Maybe I will. You know, you can't say anything nowadays. What can I say? You just got to be, you know. Randy Crawford, I'm looking at here. You know, she took her shoes off. She didn't sing with her shoes on.
Yeah.
You know, there are so many people will remember, I'm sure, as I'm talking to you, and I know we're running out of time. As I'm talking to you, people who are my generation and younger, well, you know, I might have just said, and they said, I remember seeing her. She took her shoes off.
I had an interview.
She lay on the floor.
Listen, I had an interview with Randy Crawford on my show. I was still on 702 at the time, and she was either drunk or high or both. She made no sense whatsoever for that interview, and I eventually had to cut Randy Crawford off. I had to say to her, "I'm sorry, you're making no sense. We can't talk to you anymore." This is a famous singer, you know. One day I'll fly away, and El Mars, and all those great songs.
Yeah. Oh.
Anyway, she was a lunatic.
Yeah, I think,
a proper lunatic.
Yeah. No, but you know what? I think, in fairness to everybody in this industry, and I've been in it for a very long time, it can make you a bit nuts. It can. It can make you and everybody else a bit nuts. Mm. It really can. I mean, you know, people are human beings. You know, we forget that. People have family tragedies. People have sadnesses. People have grief. People have pain. I mean, you know, they're not buttons you can switch on.
Right.
It's just, and I think post-COVID now, I think switching on buttons is even harder than it's, because we're also out of practice.
Absolutely.
Of it. It just doesn't come so naturally.
But you know? I do want to say for you, because I've known you a long time. I've always marveled at the stories that you have and the people you've met and the places you've been. But that really was a golden age in some ways, because concert promoters brought big ticket item people here, and people were prepared to shell out money for it, and it was done in a glamorous and sophisticated way, and you know, it was a real show. It was a spiel. It wasn't just, you know, oh, this person's pitching up and they're going to be at this bar for 15
minutes.
Well,
it was a big deal. Well, you know what, Gareth, in this generation we're talking about, you didn't go to a concert in a tracksuit.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
People would dress up.
You dress up. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You didn't go to a concert in shorts, unless it was the Soul Invasion with all the R&B acts, and we were in Durban and it was like 48 degrees. Well, the music was 190 degrees, you know, because it was so sensual and so hot and so beautiful.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, it's just... it was an event. Think of what Hazel Feldman did.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I mean, she set the trend.
She was phenomenal.
She started it at Sun City, you know. And, I mean, it was an event. It was. We drove there. We dressed up. We bought our tickets. You went for dinner. You know, you parked. It was an event.
Yeah.
Listen, it's a huge event going to the FNB Stadium. It's a nightmare, but it's a huge event. So sad the Dome has closed down. Look at our lives. Look at what the Dome represents to all of us in so many different ways, you know. I mean, there are thousands of artists that have come here. And so many amazing ones. And so many talented
ones. Because you met so many of these people, did you have to... And people, they wanted eventually to have Penny Stein be the wrangler for these famous people, because you were very at ease around these people. I mean, some of them are huge, huge stars, but you treated them all the same. And I think people knew that you could be trusted to make it as comfortable and as easy for them as possible, these stars. Were you ever completely head over heels fangirling and unable to contain yourself?
No. So funny you say that. You would never know it.
So you kept a professional always.
Never, Well, I think the only time that I needed a paramedic ever in my whole career was when Lionel Richie sang Penny Lover to me.
Ooh.
Yeah. And he sang Penny Lover to me. And he went, and this is for you. And he like, mwah, and he blew the kiss.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, oh, my God. I can't breathe. I can't breathe. I'm sweating. My hair is stuck to my head. I can't breathe. How do I? And, of course, the photographers are all taking pictures now because I'm Penny and Lionel's singing Penny to me. And they're trying to capture the moment for me because they're my friends too. And I'm like totally, and I don't really know how to respond because I'm human too. And it's like I'm human, you know, and I think that was the only time. The very first time I met Mandela, I was totally in awe, but because I did it a lot and I never took it for granted, it was mind blowing.
Yeah.
There were a lot, you know, I've been with COVID, I've been watching a huge amount of music videos, listening to a huge amount of music, kind of trying to get some cheer and joy back.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we've all been lacking
really tough
so
time.
Badly
sure.
in cheer and joy. And, you know, I listen to a lot of, and you're an expert on this. And these voice competitions I've been watching, you know, talent competitions I've been watching. And I just found for the first time in my life over the last 2 years, I've actually had the time to sit and watch an artist sing.
Yeah.
Facial, vocal,
isn't it
voice,
amazing?
Body language.
Like, and this is what,
I've never seen it before.
But this is what's so great about living now. And I keep telling people we've got to be grateful for things that we now take for granted. Things like YouTube, where you can go on there and you can watch a concert from any time where they recorded them. From the 40s, 50s, 60s, right up to yesterday. And you can see these things in HD on your TV at home. I mean,
unbelievable.
Those experiences are available to you at the touch of a button. And we don't realize how lucky we are. Anyway,
I know you have to go.
Yeah.
I know you have to go, but I do think that there is nothing like up close and personal.
Oh, yeah, of course. No, you can't beat it.
In that moment. Music is about in that moment. It's in that moment. Gareth, it's been gorgeous. Lovely.
Thank you, Penny.
Thank you.
And what an incredible collection. So Penny Stein, at the helm of Penny Stein Promotions for more than 30 years, they've promoted 1,800 concerts for the world's leading artists, including the Rolling Stones, Bon Jovi, Tina Turner, Pavarotti, Michael Jackson, the three tenors, Usher, Beyonce, John Legend, Elton John, Neil Diamond, and hundreds of other acts. And Penny has an incredible collection of photos, which she shared with us today. Thank you so much. This is really cool. I appreciate your time.
It was awesome. Wow. Really cool.
Thanks, Penny.
Be safe.
Cool.
Cheers.
Be good.
Bye.
And there she is. Wow. What a story, huh? Collectomania. I know. Isn't that amazing?
I need a nap after that. It was so much for my brain.
It's so great. Collectomania is brought to you by the South African Gold Coin Exchange and the Scoin Shop. You can check them out at scoinshop.com. And remember, you can also message us with your own collections. We want to hear about that. Gareth@cliffcentral.com or contact@cliffcentral.com. And we want to know about your collection too. Cliffcentral.com.